尊敬的奥巴马总统，各位记者朋友，女士们，先生们，很高兴和各位记者朋友在这里见面。首先，我代表中国政府和人民，对奥巴马总统来华进行国事访问表示热烈欢迎。
Your Excellency President Obama, dear friends from the news media,Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to meet our friends from the press and media. To begin with, I would like to extend on behalf of the Chinese government and people a warm welcome to President Obama on his state visit. Welcome to China.
刚才我和奥巴马总统进行了很好的会谈，双方就发展双边关系和共同关心的重大国际和地区问题深入交换了意见，达成了广泛共识。会谈是坦诚的、建设性的、富有成果的。
Just now I had very good talks with President Obama. The two sides had an in-depth exchange of views on how to further the bilateral relationship and on major regional and international issuesOf shared interest. The two sides reached broad, important agreement. The talks were candid, constructive, and very fruitful.
我和奥巴马总统都认为，当前国际形势继续发生复杂、深刻变化，全球性的挑战不断增多，世界各国相互依存日益紧密。为此啊，需要加强国际合作。
Both President Obama and I believe that at present the international situation continues to undergo profound and complex changes. There are growing global challenges, and countries in today's world have become more and more interdependent. In this context, it is necessary to step up international cooperation.
在新的形势下，中美两国在事关人类和平与发展的一系列重大问题上，有着广泛的共同利益和广阔的发展空间。
Against this new backdrop, China and the United States share extensive common interests and broad prospect for cooperation.On a series of major issues important to mankind's peace and stability and development.
我和奥巴马总统都积极评价美国新一届政府就职以来中美关系的发展，一致同意坚持从战略的高度和长远的角度出发，加强对话、交流、合作。共同努力建设二十一世纪积极合作全面的中美关系，并将采取切实行动，稳步建立应对共同挑战的伙伴关系，为促进世界的和平、稳定、繁荣而努力。
President Obama and I spoke positively of the progress made in the China-U.S. relationship.Since the new American administration took office, we both agreed to continue to adopt a strategic and long-term perspective, increase dialogue, exchanges, and cooperation, and work together to build a positive, cooperative, and comprehensive China-U.S. relationship for the 21st century. We also agreed to take concrete actions to steadily grow a partnership between the two countries to meetOur common challenges in order to contribute to world peace, stability, and prosperity.
We all believe that maintaining high-level close communication and dialogue with other high-level negotiations is crucial for China-U.S. relations. Both sides agree that the two leaders continue through mutual defense, communication, 通信和在多边场合会晤等方式保持密切沟通。
We both believe that to maintain close high-level exchanges and dialogue and consultations at various other levels are essential to the growth of China relations. The two sides agreed that the leaders of the two countries will continue to stay in close touch through mutual visits, telephone conversations, correspondence, and meetings on multilateral fora.
双方高度评价中美战略与经济对话机制在加强两国互信合作方面发挥的重要作用。双方将继续落实好今年七月首轮中美战略与经济对话的成果，并在尽早地着手为明年夏天在北京举行的第二轮对话做准备。
The two sides spoke positively of the important role of the China-US strategic and economic dialogues mechanism in enhancing the mutual trust and cooperation between the two countries. The two sides will continue to follow through on the outcomes of the first round of the China-US strategic and economic dialogues held in July this year and will start as early as possible to make preparations for the second round to be held in summer next year in Beijing.
我们就当前的国际经济金融形势交换了看法，认为当前世界经济出现了企稳回升的积极迹象，但复苏的基础并不牢固。双方重申将继续在宏观经济政策领域加强对话和合作，坚持通过平等协商妥善处理两国经贸摩擦问题，共同维护双边经贸关系健康稳定发展。我向奥巴马总统强调，当前形势下，我们两国应该以更加坚决的态度反对和抵制各种形式的保护主义。
We also exchanged views on the current international economic and financial situation, and we believed that now the world economy has shown some positive signs of stabilizing and recovering. But the foundation for this recovery is not firmly established. The two sides reiterated that they will continue to increase dialogue and cooperation in macroeconomic and financial policies, and they will continue to have consultations on an equal footing to properly resolve and address their economic and trade frictions in a joint effort to uphold the sound and steady growth of their business ties and trade. I stressed to President Obama that under the current circumstances, our two countries need to oppose and reject protectionism in all its manifestations in an even stronger stand.
我们都积极评价二十国集团领导人峰会在应对国际金融危机方面发挥的重要作用。我们两国将同其他成员一道，全面落实历次峰会的成果，不断加强二十国集团在全球经济治理当中的作用，推进国际金融体系改革，完善全球经济治理，以防范和应对未来的危机。
We both positively spoke of the important role of the G20 summit in tackling the international financial crisis. Our two countries will work with other members and comprehensively follow through on the outcomes of the various summits. We will also work together to continuously strengthen the role of G20 in global economic governance, advance the reform of international financial system, and improve the global economic governance to ward off and guard against future financial or economic crisis.
我们同意扩大两国在气候变化、能源、环境领域的合作，在共同但有区别的责任原则和各自能力的基础上，同有关各方一道推动哥本哈根大会取得积极成果。
We agreed to expand our cooperation on climate change, energy, and environment. We also agreed to act on the basis of the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities and consistent with our respective capabilities to work with other parties concerned to help produce positive outcomes out of the Copenhagen Conference.
中美两国的有关部门已签署中美关于加强气候变化、能源和环境合作的谅解备忘录等合作文件，并且正式启动了中美清洁能源联合研究中心。
The competent departments of China and the United States have already signed a number of cooperation agreements, including the MOU to enhance cooperation on climate change, energy, and environment. The two sides have also officially launched the initiative of developing a China-US Clean Energy Research Center.
我和奥巴马总统都表示，愿意在双向互利的基础上，深化两国反恐、执法、科技、航天、民用航空、高速铁路基础设施建设、农业、卫生等领域的合作，并继续推动两军关系取得更大的进展。
Both President Obama and I said that we are willing to act on the basis of mutual benefit and reciprocity to deepen our cooperation on counterterrorism, law enforcement, science, technology, outer space, civil aviation, and engage in cooperation in space exploration, high-speed railway infrastructure, in agriculture, health, and other fields. And we also agreed to work together to continue to promote even greater progress in the growth of military-to-military ties.
我们还就扩大两国的人文交流，特别是青年交流，进行了探讨，支持双方建立人文交流机制，并且加强互派留学生合作。
We also discussed how to expand people-to-people and cultural exchanges between the two countries, particularly the youth exchanges. And we are supportive of the establishment of a people-to-people and cultural exchange mechanism, and we agreed to strengthen our cooperation in exchanging students.
我们都表示坚持通过对话协商解决朝鲜半岛核问题，符合包括中美两国在内的有关各方共同利益。双方将同有关各方一道，坚持半岛无核化和六方会谈进程，维护东北亚和平稳定。
Both of us said that we will remain committed to dialogue and consultations in resolving the Korean Peninsula nuclear issue. And such approach serves the common interests of China, the United States, and other parties concerned. The two sides will work with other parties concerned to continue the denuclearization process of the Korean Peninsula and six-party talks process in a bid to uphold peace and stability in Northeast Asia.
我们强调维护国际核不扩散体系，通过对话谈判妥善解决伊朗核问题，对维护中东和海湾地区的稳定十分重要。
We both stressed that to uphold the international nuclear non-proliferation regime and to appropriately resolve the Iranian nuclear issue through dialogue and negotiations is very important to stability in the Middle East and in the Gulf region.
在会谈中，我向奥巴马总统强调，中美两国国情不同，双方存在一些分歧是正常的。关键是要尊重和照顾对方的核心利益和重大关切。
During the talks, I underlined to President Obama that given our differences in national conditions, it is only normal that our two sides may disagree on some issues. What is important is to respect and accommodate each other's core interests and major concerns.
中方赞赏奥巴马总统多次重申坚持一个中国政策，遵守中美三个联合公报，在台湾等问题上尊重中国主权和领土完整。
President Obama, on various occasions, has reiterated that the U.S. side adheres to the One China policy, abides by the three Sino-U.S. joint communiques, and respects China's sovereignty and territorial integrity when it comes to the Taiwan question and other matters. The Chinese side appreciates his statements.
双方重申互相尊重主权和领土完整这一根本原则，双方均不支持任何势力破坏这一原则的任何活动。我们将继续本着平等、相互尊重、互不干涉内政的精神，就人权和宗教等问题开展对话交流，以增进了解、减少分歧、扩大共识。
The two sides reaffirmed the fundamental principle of respecting each other's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Neither side supports any attempts by any force to undermine this principle. We will continue to act in the spirit of equality, mutual respect, and non-interference in each other's internal affairs, and engage in dialogue and exchanges on such issues as human rights and religion, in order to enhance understanding, reduce differences, and broaden common ground.
女士们，先生们，中美关系十分重要。维护和促进中美关系是双方的共同责任。中方愿意同美方一道推动中美关系持续健康稳定发展，以更好的造福两国人民和世界人民。
Ladies and gentlemen, the China-U.S. relationship is very important. To preserve and promote the growth of this relationship is a shared responsibility for both China and the United States. The Chinese side is willing to work with the U.S. side to ensure the sustained, sound, and steady growth of this relationship to the greater benefits of peoples of our two countries and people throughout the world.
谢谢大家。
Thank you all.
现在请奥巴马总统致辞。
Now we would like to give the microphone to President Obama.
Good afternoon.
下午好。
I want to start by thanking President Hu and the Chinese people for the warmth and hospitality that they have shown myself and our delegation since we arrived. We had a wonderful day in Shanghai yesterday, a wonderful discussion with China's young men and women, and I'm looking forward to the conversations we'll have and the sights that we'll see here in Beijing over the next 2 days.
首先，我要感谢胡主席和中国人民，自从我们到达以来，他们对我们的热情与款待。昨天我们在上海过得非常好的一天，我们和中国的一些年轻的男士、女士们进行了很好的交谈，而且我还期待着我们还要继续进行的讨论，以及今后两天我们在北京要参观的名胜古迹。
We meet here at a time when the relationship between the United States and China has never been more important to our collective future.
我们在这里会晤这个时刻，就是美国和中国之间的关系，从来没有过对我们集体的未来比现在更重要的。
The major challenges of the 21st century.From climate change to nuclear proliferation to economic recovery, there are challenges that touch both our nations and challenges that neither of our nations can solve by acting alone.
二十一世纪的这些重大的挑战，不管是气候变化还是核扩散和经济的复苏，这些挑战触及到我们两个国家，而且这些挑战是我们任何一个国家通过单独行动是不能够解决的。
That's why the United States welcomes China's efforts in playing a greater role on the world stage, a role in which a growing economy is joined by growing responsibilities.
这也就是为什么美国欢迎中国努力在国际舞台上发挥更大的作用。在这个作用当中，一个不断增长的经济要和一个不断增长的责任相结合。
And that's why President Hu and I talked about continuing to build a positive, cooperative, and comprehensive relationship between our nations.
这也就是为什么胡主席和我谈到了要继续建立我们两国之间的一个积极的合作和全面的关系。
As President Hu indicated, we discussed what's required to sustain this economic recovery so that economic growth is followed by the creation of new jobs and a lasting prosperity.
就像胡主席刚才所说的那样子，我们还谈到需要做一些什么事情来维持这一次的经济的复苏，为了使得经济的增长能够带来新的就业机会和持续的繁荣。
So far, China's partnership has proved critical in our effort to pull ourselves out of the worst recession in generations.
那么到目前为止，我们同中国的伙伴关系，在使我们能够努力摆脱好几代以来的最严重的一次经济衰退的努力当中，这个伙伴关系发挥了很关键的作用。
Going forward, we agreed to advance the pledge made at the G20 summit in Pittsburgh and pursue a strategy of more balanced economic growth, a strategy where America saves more, spends less, reduces our long-term debt, and where China makes adjustments across a broad range of policies to rebalance its economy and spur domestic demand.
那么展望未来，我们还同意要促进在匹兹堡二十方峰会所提出的那个承诺，要追求更均衡的经济增长的一个战略。那么在这个战略当中，美国要更多的储蓄，少花费，还要减少我们长期的债务，而中国要在范围广泛的政策当中进行一些调整，使它的经济恢复平衡，并且还要促进国内的需求。
This will lead to increased U.S. exports and jobs on the one hand, and higher living standards in China on the other.
这个一方面会导致更多的美国的出口和就业机会，而且在中国会带来的更高的生活水平。
As President Hu indicated, we also agreed that maintaining open markets and free flows of commerce in both our nations will contribute to our shared prosperity.
另外，像胡主席所说的那样子，我们同意要保持开放的市场和自由流通的商业，在两个国家都会有助于我们共同的繁荣。
And I was pleased to note the Chinese commitment made in past statements to move toward a more market-oriented exchange rate over time. I emphasized in our discussions, as have others in the region, that doing so based on economic fundamentals would make an essential contribution to the global rebalancing effort.
而且我也特别高兴注意到了，中国已经表示，经过一段时间会更多的走向以面向市场的一个汇率的一个机制。在我们讨论当中，就像我在其他地区所说的那样子，我们认为要是以经济的一些基本因素的基础上来做到这个事情，会对我们这个全球恢复平衡方面的努力做出很必要的贡献。
President Hu and I also made progress on the issue of climate change.
胡主席和我也在气候变化这个问题上取得了进展。
As the two largest consumers and producers of energy, there can be no solution to this challenge without the efforts of both China and the United States.
作为能源的最大的消费者和生产者，既然没有美国和中国的共同努力的话，那么这个挑战是得不到任何解决。
That's why we've agreed to a series of important new initiatives in this area.
这就是为什么我们同意在这个领域采取一系列的很重要的新的主动行动。
As President Hu indicated, we are creating a joint clean energy research center and have achieved agreements on energy efficiency, renewable energy, cleaner uses of coal, electric vehicles, and shale gas.
就像胡主席所说的那样子，我们已经成立一个联合的清洁能源的研究中心。另外，我们达成了很多协议，包括能源效率、可再生能源、 煤炭的更清洁的使用，电动车和页岩气。
We also agreed to work toward a successful outcome in Copenhagen.
另外，我们同意，为了使哥本哈根会议有成功的成果而努力。
Our aim there, in support of what Prime Minister Rasmussen of Denmark is trying to achieve, is not a partial accord or a political declaration, but rather an accord that covers all of the issues in the negotiations and one that has immediate operational effect.
我们在那里的目标，也就是要支持 Rasmussen 首相正在努力达成的一些成果。它不是一部分的一个协议，也不是一个政治性的宣言。而是一个包括正在谈判中的所有问题的这样的一个协议，而且可以立刻生效、发挥作用的协议。
This kind of comprehensive agreement would be an important step forward in the effort to rally the world around a solution to our climate challenge.
要是能够达成这种综合的协议的话，就会使得在我们努力时，全世界能够支持对这个应对气候变化的挑战的一个解决办法的话。这将作为向前 迈进的很重要的一步。
And we agreed that each of us would take significant mitigation actions and stand behind these commitments.
而且我们同意，我们双方都要采取一些有意义的减缓的行动，而且我们也要支持我们所承担的这些义务。
On the issue of non-proliferation, President Hu and I discussed our shared commitment to stop the spread of nuclear weapons, and I told him how appreciative I am of China's support.For the global non-proliferation regime, as well as the verifiable elimination of North Korea's nuclear weapons program.
关于不扩散问题上，我和胡主席讨论我们支持核武器的扩散的这个共同的努力，和我也告诉胡主席说，我非常赞赏中国在这个全球的防扩散的机制和一个北朝鲜的可核查的消除核武器方面的这些努力，我是非常赞赏。
We agreed on the importance of resuming the six-party talks as soon as possible. As I said in Tokyo, North Korea has a choice. It can continue down the path of confrontation and provocation that has led to less security, less prosperity, and more isolation from the global community, or it can choose to become a full member of the international community, which will give a better life to its people by living up to international obligations and foregoing nuclear weapons.
那么就像我在东京所说的那样子，现在北朝鲜面临一个选择，或者他可以继续走对抗和挑衅这个道路，那么这个道路导致了更不安全，减少他的繁荣，或者是他进一步在国际社会中被孤立的状态，或者呢，他可以选择成为国际社会的充分的成员，通过完全履行他国际上的义务，放弃核武器。来给他的人民带来更好的生活。
In the same way, we agreed that the Islamic Republic of Iran must provide assurances to the international community that its nuclear program is peaceful and transparent.
那么以同样的方式，我们同意，伊朗伊斯兰共和国必须要让国际社会确信它的核项目是和平和透明的。
On this point, our two nations and the rest of our P5 plus one partners are unified.
那么在这个问题上，我们两个国家和五常加一的其他伙伴是一致的。
Iran has an opportunity to present and demonstrate its peaceful intentions, but if it fails to take this opportunity, there will be consequences.
所以伊朗有机会可以展示出它的和平的意图，但是假如伊朗不利用这个机会的话，是会有后果的。
President Hu and I also discussed our mutual interest in security and stability.Of Afghanistan and Pakistan.
胡主席和我也谈到了我们对阿富汗和巴基斯坦的安全和稳定的共同利益。
Neither country can or should be used as a base for terrorism, and we agreed to cooperate more on meeting this goal, including bringing about more stable, peaceful relations in all of South Asia.
其中任何一个国家就不。能够也不应该被利用作为恐怖主义的一个基地。我们也同意了在达成这个目标方面要进行更多的合作，也包括在整个南亚地区实现更稳定和平的关系。
Finally, as I did yesterday in Shanghai, I spoke to President Hu about America's bedrock beliefs that all men and women possess certain fundamental human rights.
最后，就像我昨天在上海所做的那样子，我和胡主席谈到了美国的一个最基本的信念，也就是所有的男女他们拥有某一些根本的权利。
We do not believe these principles are unique to America, but rather they are universal rights and that they should be available to all peoples, to all ethnic and religious minorities.
我们不认为这些原则是我们的国家所独有的，我们认为他们是普世的权利，应该是所有的人民，所有的民族和宗教信仰的少数群体都应该可以得到的。
And our two countries agreed to continue to move this discussion forward in a human rights dialogue that is scheduled for early next year.
而且我们两个国家同意在已经定明年年初要举行的人权对话当中进一步推进这个讨论。
As President Hu indicated, the United States respects the sovereignty and territorial integrity of China.
就像胡主席所表示的那样子，美国是尊敬中国的主权和领土完整。
And once again, we have reaffirmed our strong commitment to a one-China policy.
我们再一次重申了我们对一个中国的政策的坚定。
We did note that while we recognize that Tibet is part of the People's Republic of China, the United States supports the early resumption of dialogue between the Chinese government and representatives of the Dalai Lama to resolve any concerns and differences that the two sides may have.
我们也注意到了，在我们认识到西藏是中华人民共和国一部分的同时，美国也支持中国政府和达赖喇嘛代表们之间的对话的早日恢复，以解决双方可能存在的任何关切和困难。
We also applauded the steps that the People's Republic of China and Taiwan have already taken to relax tensions and build ties across the Taiwan Strait.
并且我们对中华人民共和国和台湾已经采取的旨在缓和紧张局势和建立台湾海峡两边的联系方面所采取的行动表示称赞。
Our own policy, based on the three U.S.-China communiques and the Taiwan Relations Act, supports the further development of these ties, ties that are in the interests of both sides, as well as the broader region and the United States.
我们自己的政策在相向美中联合公报和台湾关系法的基础上，是支持这些联系的进一步的发展。这些联系是符合双方的利益，也和更广地区的利益，也符合美国的利益。
These are just some of the issues that President Hu and I discussed.
这只是我和胡主席讨论的一部分的问题。
But we also know that the relationship between our two nations goes far beyond any single issue.
但是我们也知道，我们两国之间的关系是远远超越任何单一个问题。
In this young century, the jobs we do, the prosperity we build, the environment we protect, the security that we seek, all these things are shared.
在刚刚进入这个新的世纪的时候，我们所从事的工作，我们所建立的繁荣，我们所保护的环境，我们所追求的安全，所有这些都是共享的。
Given that interconnection, I do not believe that one country's success must come at the expense of another.
所以因为这都是互相连接的，所以我不相信一个国家的成功必须以另外一个国家的利益为代价。
That's why the United States welcomes China as a strong, prosperous, and successful member of the community of nations.
这也就是为什么美国欢迎中国作为国际社会的强的、繁荣的、成功的成员。
Our relationship going forward will not be without disagreement or difficulty.
那么展望未来，我们的关系是不会完全没有什么困难或者分歧。
But because of our cooperation, both the United States and China are more prosperous and secure.
但是因为有了我们的合作，所以美国和中国现在是更繁荣、更安全。
We've seen what's possible when we build upon our mutual interests and engage on the basis of equality and mutual respect.
我们已经看到了，在我们的共同利益的基础上不断努力的话，在我们在互相尊敬的基础上打交道的话，我们可以实现什么。
And I very much look forward to deepening that engagement and understanding during this trip and in the months and years to come.
所以我非常期待着在这一次访问当中，而且在今后的岁月里，能够进一步的加深我们的交往和了解。
中美两国元首共同会见记者结束，谢谢大家。
This concludes the meeting with the news media. Thank you.